Why is it that Mashiach had to come from the seemingly unkosher relationship between Yehuda and Tamar? Also, the relationships that David HaMelech had seem unkosher. David Gordon from Muncie, New York. Okay, the can add to that also that David HaMelech's maternal side came from Lot and his daughters. In any case, there are various answers given by the various commentaries. Some say that since Mashiach is going to have to ultimately unite evil and good and bring everything to its ultimate unity in this world, so he had to come through at least things that appeared to be unseemly. The truth is that all of those situations were not really wrong 100%. They just were on the unseemly side. Also, another idea is that since all of these relations that would eventually bring Mashiach were very, very high, spiritually holy things, they had to be protected from the Satan interfering. And therefore, to a certain degree, a bone was thrown to the Satan that they happen in unseemly ways. Also, a king, Chazal say, or any leader has to have behind him a skeleton in his closet so he doesn't get too haughty. So the background of Mashiach had to include these unseemly things, which is like a kupa shel shrotzim, a pack of creepy, crawly things that trailed behind him. Another idea is that the purpose of the melech is to burst out, and melech poreitz geder, and therefore the way that the malchus came was through what appeared to be pritzus, the breaking out of boundaries.